We heard from not only three student groups, but we also heard from a couple of other folks who had reports that they wanted to pass on. And we're going to listen to those just before the phenology show. So we're going to start with Tina, who lives in LaPorte.
Hi, this is Tina Keeney calling Garfield Lake. And I'm calling with phenology report. We'll call it the phenology report from LaPorte. From the past week, a couple of observations in our family. We had a high temperature for the week, 39 on January 3rd. Coldest we saw was negative 14 on December 29th. We had some fresh snow on the 29th as well, about three or so inches. It's been a pretty sunny and mild week. We saw some frost on top of the trees in the morning, people ice fishing on Garfield Lake in their t-shirts. And then we found out from our Audubon magazine about an eruption that's happening because we had just noticed the day before a new bird at our bird feeder. So we looked it up on the Cornell bird website and learned that we were seeing evening grosbeaks. We had four male birds at our feeder this week. So we looked it up, and then just a couple days later, we were reading our winter issue of the Audubon magazine, and we found out that it's happening to be an eruption this year. So we learned something new.
Thanks, Tina. That's a great report. I love it. You were absolutely spot on with your weather. That was really nice. And t-shirts on fishermen. There, you know, at the post office, there was always somebody who wore shorts regardless of the weather. And I often wondered how they kept the snow out of their boots. But oh well, t-shirts on fishermen, I can go with that. And evening grosbeaks, we've been blessed with a flock of evening grosbeaks here as well. A lot of our listeners are not familiar with this beautiful winter bird because they aren't very common here anymore. But back in the 70s and 80s, we used to have huge flocks that would come in and spend the winter. And we'd have 50 or more birds at our feeder all winter long. And they just were delightful. But also, they consumed a lot of seeds. Thanks for that report, Tina. We hope to hear more reports from LaPorte.